Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Pulled Down. This file will leave you all tied up and open to whatever I have to say. For this, it will help if you're sitting comfortably or laying on your back. Because I am going to manipulate your body into the right position to be tied up, exactly like I want to. See, at the moment, you're still just listening. You're simply following along with my voice, ready to feel ropes around your body and pulling them where I tell them to. Your body will be pulled. Your mind will go down. It is all just a matter of time. And time is important. Right now, you could almost say that I'm stalling for time, and yet at the same time, I am doing something very important. I am managing your expectations, teasing you with what is to come without giving it to you yet. And perhaps I slip in a bit of wordplay here and there, but it's all clean and above board. Your wrists, on the other hand, will not remain completely innocent. Imagine me slowly wrapping ropes around your wrists. I don't have to move them for that at all. I can simply wrap ropes around your wrists slowly. No pressure, not too tight. Just gently wrapping ropes around both your wrists. Individually. It doesn't matter where your arms, your hands were before, but I am going to pull them down to your lap. I am slowly pulling on the ropes that I have tied to your wrists. And no matter how much you may try to resist, I am going to pull them down all the way to your lap. Bit by bit, you might already feel them pulling, moving. Your arms a bit tense as you feel your wrists being pulled. I don't let them rest in your lap, though. I pull them ever so slightly above your lap. Your arms feeling the tension of me pulling on your wrists. And while your wrists are being pulled down and close together, your mind and body listen to my voice. As I keep the tension in your wrists pulling more and more, pulling your wrists together, hovering above your lap, your arms tense, feeling the strain of the ropes on your wrist. If I let go right now, your hands would simply fall into your lap, and your body would relax with it. When I let your hands drop, your body and mind follow. So all I have to do is just let them drop. And yet they're still tied up together. Now, before I continue tying up the rest of your body, I start tying up your thoughts first. I wrap my mental ropes all around your thoughts. No matter where they go or how much they twist, my words wind themselves around your thoughts as my voice sneaks in through your ears deep inside your mind. Every thought you have, every little or large thought is being pulled together, roped up, tied down, moving together, pulled down. You can feel a light strain in your head. Not unpleasant, but noticeable. Of your thoughts that I've all tied up together, being pulled. You can feel the light strain as you try to hold on to your thoughts, while I pull on the other end. My voice. You can feel your thoughts struggling as they slowly shift from their place. And just like your wrists, all I have to do is simply let go and you drop so deep. Your thoughts fell to the floor and are still tumbling further and further away from your body. And while you lay there momentarily confused and surprised, I quickly get to work with ropes around your ankles, tying them together, your legs next to each other, moving them if needed. And I waste no time, because as soon as your ankles are tied together properly, I move ropes below and above your knees, tying those together too. It takes some time to move the ropes back and forth between your legs, but it's worth it to make sure that every part of you is tied down perfectly. As soon as your knees, your ankles are all tightly bound together, as you are pulled down more and more into this blissful empty state, I make sure that you can feel the ropes around your hips as I go around your lower back and just below, making sure that the ropes connect to the ropes around your wrists. You cannot move your hands away from your lap anymore. Up and down, pulled further and further the ropes around your body, yet more and more constrictive. Slowly I move around your arms as well, tying below and above your chest so that your arms can't move either. Just below your shoulders, over your chest, all the way around, having to do some efforts to get the rope underneath you. But it doesn't take long at all before you are tied down. Now your thoughts are still scattered on the floor, all tied up together. And more of you will feel the ropes, either sooner or later. Your body beautifully immovable as you are pulled down into this place. In a moment, I'm going to allow you to wake up a little. Your eyes will remain closed as your thoughts are still somewhat missing, but you'll be allowed to struggle against the ropes, feeling yourself tied down. But when I pull on the ropes, when I pull you down and then let go, you will drop so deep. So as you follow my words, listening to my voice, you can somewhat wake, keeping your eyes closed, feeling yourself tied down, wrapped up, ropes around your body. And the more you struggle, the more you get tied down, and the more you feel yourself trapped, the tighter the ropes become in a pleasant, calming way. Being tied down is actually something beautifully calming, because you don't have to go anywhere. You can simply stay there, powerless, open, calm and blank. Try to struggle and feel yourself go deeper. Feel my grasp on your thoughts, on your body, on your mind. Feel the tension as I pull. Feel the wonderful tension as I tighten the ropes for a moment and then let you drop down, pulled down. No more thoughts needed. Just a wonderful feeling of being all tied up with nowhere to go. No need to think, no thoughts anymore. Feel me again grabbing the ropes, tensing them, pulling you down, drop. And you are beautifully tied down, completely in ropes. Every little thread inside the rope working together to keep you tied. Each strand becoming a bond, becoming a binding, a rope, and every piece pieces together into a beautiful situation where you are powerless. Open, vulnerable, and this is highly desirable. In a moment, my voice will end. If you've been clever enough to schedule something else of my voice, you'll stay nice and deep. Otherwise, you will remain tied for 5 more minutes and then awaken. Likewise, while you're listening, the ropes will just remain there, tightening, keeping you beautifully bound until 5 minutes after you're done listening. That you have a choice, but doesn't sound like you wanted a choice. Being tied down is a place of peace, since you no longer have to choose. You are stuck, and you will listen. Enjoy.